listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Kim Weisskopf's oblique excursion down Tin Pan Alley. Chicago John and the Glitter People. Starring Ross Brent. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
Hi, this is Jim Backus with a special announcement about an exciting Lazy Boy chair sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers now. Lazy Boy reclining chairs of your choice are available at unheard-of savings for a limited time only. Treat yourself and your family to a lifetime of comfort and beauty. Once you do, you'll wonder how you ever relax without one. Get America's comfort favorite, a Lazy Boy chair now. See your Lazy Boy dealer today.
Hey, run in there. He'll be glad to see you. Yes, he will.
Hi, this is Jim Backus with news about why Lazy Boy is America's comfort favorite. It appeals to men because of rugged construction and he-man comfort. Women love it because there are beautiful styles that match any decor. And there's an amazing choice of hundreds of colors and fabrics. A Lazy Boy lets you recline to any position, even full bed. Put a Lazy Boy in your living room and into your life. See your Lazy Boy dealer today.
He's waiting. Run down there. Go. Yes, indeed.
All that glitters isn't gold, as we'll discover in today's story. The time, the present. The place, Tinseltown, USA, Hollywood, California, where golden dreams are sometimes realized, but more often shattered. Today, an unlikely dream constructed with tongue-in-cheek. Chicago John and the Glitter People.
Excuse me, miss. Is this a Shuck and Jive record company?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is Mr. Alphouser here? I came all the way from Chicago to see him.
He's in a meeting. Why don't you leave your name and he'll get back to you?
No, you don't understand. I'm a singer.
Aren't we all?
Well, can't you just tell him I'm here? I'm going to be a rock star. No, really, please.
Why not? With your come on, you might be good for a comedy album. What's your name?
Chicago John Leftwich.
You're putting me on.
Eileen, sweetie, would I steer you wrong?
Riff, I am not going back out on the road. It's third act on the bill.
Really, the exposure, love. Yes?
Got a winner to see you.
Another albino?
No, but he's Caucasian.
All right, send him in.
Rip, we haven't settled anything yet.
Oh, yes, we have, honey. Either you go out on the road or get off the star maker machine.
We have a contract.
So sue me. It's open.
Mr. Alphouser?
Yeah, close the door. I don't want the groupies to get in.
Oh.
Now, what can you do for me?
Mr. Alphouser, my name's Chicago John Leftwich. I sent you some of my material about a year ago.
Is that a guitar you brought with you?
Yeah, would you like to hear something?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Rip, I'm going.
Nah, stick around, honey. This boy's going to show you how talented you really are.
For my first number, I'd like to do a song I wrote.
Isn't that guitar missing something?
Oh, you mean because it's got no strings? Why, that's okay. I don't play it anyway. I beat on it like a drum.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This here tune is from my vegetarian rock bag. It's called She's My Tomato, and it goes something like this. Well, I met her at a food stand by the produce at the time. I was squeezing avocados. She was looking for a lime. I said, honey, let's get out of here. There's cold cuts in the fridge. She said, man, you're sweet, but I don't eat meat. I'd go jump off a bridge. There's more, actually, but I thought you'd like to listen to some others.
That's the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Go on, Chicago John. Sing something else.
Why are you toying with him? He can't sing a note.
Oh, honey, he's got soul.
Yeah, this here one's about astrology. It's called She's My Horoscope. And go something like this. Well, I met her at a concert. There was music in the air. I was sitting on my bedroll. She was looking for a chair. I said, "Hi there, little lady. Can you tell me what's your sign?" She said, "Leo, what's it to you?" And then she went and asked me mine.
Hey! Thank you! Thank you!
Cut it out.
Chicago John, you got soul.
Hey, really?
What you don't have is experience.
How do I get that?
Oh, that's easy. There's clubs all over town always looking for new talent. Now hustle yourself a few gigs, and then maybe we can talk.
Oh, wow, that's great. Hey, I better get started. Thanks for the audition, Mr. Alfhauser. I won't let you down.
Very funny.
Hello?
Is this Reggie?
Oh, this is Reggie. I'm Reggie. Hello? What's happened?
My name's Eileen Anjou. You were recommended to me by Dominique Yale.
Me? What for? Yale's a private investigator. He's a friend of mine, you know.
He said you'd be less conspicuous for what I need.
You mean you're hiring me? I got a case all to myself? I'll do it.
You don't even know what it is yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a bummer. What's happened?
Do you know the Color Wheel on Sunset Strip? It's a bar, always crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
Meet me there at midnight tonight.
But wait, Eileen, I don't even know what you look like. 10-4?
Well, I met her on the strip. I was munching on a pear. She had sequins in her eyebrows. There was glitter in her
hair. Enough already.
Mr. Bear, I'm trying to get experience.
Well, you're not getting any at Paul Bearer's Coffin Club, I can tell you that.
Mr. Alfhauser told me I had soul.
Rip Alfhauser?
I don't know his first name. He's president of Shuck and Jive Records.
Look, you've been hanging around the club for 3 months. You don't spend any money. What's the matter? You cheap?
No, sir, I'm broke.
That's worse. Get out of here. Tree!
You call?
Drop this no-talent turkey on the sidewalk.
Wait. You mean I don't get the job?
Drop him on his head.
No, you don't have to. I'm going.
Calling Eileen. This is Reggie. Do you read me?
Reggie?
Are you Eileen? Gee. Hey, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
What's happening?
Well, I used to be a singer. I still am, but I don't work anymore.
Well, how come? I mean, you lose your voice?
No, I lost my contract. But anyway, the past 3 months I've been hanging out on the strip. Weird things have been happening. I mean, weirder than usual.
Well, could you give me, for instance?
Well, it happens to the glitter people mostly.
Yeah.
Things like getting their false fingernails bitten off.
Has there been any, hard evidence, like teeth marks?
No, but... Hey, what's that? Up ahead in the bushes.
Whoever it was, they got away.
I think the girl's all right. She just fainted.
Wow. Whatever it was that jumped there had mighty sharp teeth. Got the platforms right off her platform shoes.
Look, you don't have to sell me on them. I know all about them.
You know everything about these Ford pickups I'm selling?
Sure. I know about Ford's twin I-beam front suspension.
Uh-huh.
I know you get front disc brakes standard.
But do you know we give you a choice of an economical 6 or one of 3 V8s?
Sure.
You know about Ford's all-new Super Cab? The only two-door pickup with the extra room for a full back seat?
Super Cab?
Ford's Super Cab pickup. It seats a family of 6 in sedan-like comfort.
I didn't know that.
Or did you know that Super Cab's optional full-width rear seat folds flat to make a load floor?
Yeah.
Or that you can get optional facing jump seats that fold out of the way. Or with no rear seats at all, you get a full 44 cubic feet of extra storage space.
I didn't know that either.
That's it. Ford's new Super Cab. Like all Ford pickups, it works like a truck, rides like a car.
That I knew.
Ford's new Super Cab. It's news even to people who thought they knew all about Ford pickups. See it now at your local Ford dealer.
USO? I guess there must be one around here someplace. Yeah, let me think. Hold on. I'll go over here and ask, okay?
For longer than we care to remember, people have been taking the USO for granted. Sure, it's a place for servicemen and women, a place they can feel at home. Read, rest up, write letters home, a nice, clean place where the hamburgers are great and so are the people serving them. tickets to shows, ball games, sure. Everybody knows that about the USO. But what people don't know is that it takes money to keep the USO going for our 2 million men and women still in uniform. It takes a little money spread out among a lot of people. Because USO gets no government funds, it depends entirely on your gifts to the United Fund, Community Chest, or local USO campaign. So please give. Our work isn't done.
All right, Paul, what's the urgent that I had to come down here?
The mad mugger struck again last night.
More fingernails?
No, platform shoes. Girl got them cut out from under her by a power saw, dislocated both knees when she fell. Rip, this has got to stop. It's killing my business.
Why don't you book an act in here that draws? Who's Clay ducking the decoys anyway?
They're a band from Long Beach. They play electric bird calls.
Electric bird calls?
What can I do? You won't book a client in here.
Paul, I told you, my whole stable's on the road.
What about Eileen Anjou?
Eileen walked out on me. She doesn't work in this town. Find someone else.
Oh, he says, speaking of someone else, what do you know about a tone-deaf flunky named Chicago John?
Who?
Some nut with a guitar and no strings. He says you sent him around.
Oh, him!
What's so funny? I can't get rid of him.
Well, why don't you sign him?
What? He's crazy.
Oh, you'll find someone, Paul. And don't worry about this other business. I'll take care of that. Hey, listen. How about loaning me Tree for a couple of days?
Take him. He's not earning his keep. There's no one in the club to bounce.
There will be, Paul. There will be.
I don't know about these platform shoes. How do you walk in these things?
Reggie, you're doing fine. Now, you have to wear them. Yeah. It's part of the image.
Yeah. Hey, let me at her at the drugstore with the LA Evening News. I was looking for him. I was he was second out shampoo.
Hey, what is that? Paul Roy!
I'm afraid I know.
Well, can you tell it to stop?
Hey, look, it's a panhandler. Watch me run him in.
Any donations for poor singer?
That's putting it mildly.
Okay, buddy boy, just pack up your gear, okay? We're going downtown.
What for?
Disturbing the peace.
Reggie.
Hey, don't you know me? Don't I know you?
I don't know you. Do you know me?
No, not you, her. You were the girl in Mr. Alfhauser's office, right?
You remember.
Well, sure. Boy, I hope your luck's been better than mine. I just can't seem to get any experience.
I wonder why. Actually, we're doing about the same.
Point of information. What's your name?
Chicago John Lefkowitz, but I thought you were a star.
Now, how do you spell Lefkowitz?
L-E-F-K-O-W-I-T-Z.
Reggie, what are you doing?
I mean, this is the way they do it on TV. Address?
I don't have one. I mean, I live somewhere, only there's no number, no street.
This is stupid. Now get up. I'm going to drive you home.
But, Reggie, you walked here.
I'm going to walk you home.
I drove.
She drove.
You drove.
I'll drive.
So you're a detective, huh?
Yeah, but I'd rather be a cop, you know, because I like those badges.
This is where I live.
Where?
I don't see nothing but this storm drain.
Yeah, well, that's where I live.
In there?
Can't beat the rent. Would you all like to see the place?
No, thanks. We got to get back to this strip. There's a crazy guy up there attacking the gooder people. You know?
Oh, he's not crazy. He's got a good reason.
You know who he is?
Sure.
Who?
Me.
What did you say your name was?
The moniker is Reggie Princeton. I'm a private type detective.
And I'm the Queen of England.
No, you're not. I seen a picture on a stamp once, and you don't look nothing like her.
Look, why don't you take a flying lady?
What's the trouble here?
Mr. Offhauser, this little
you creep. You rip Offhauser?
What's it to you?
I think we better go downtown, because you got some explaining to do.
Why, you little twerp. Hey, Tree.
Here coming.
Offhauser, you're a liar and a cheat.
Yeah, but I'm good at it.
Why, look, I got enough on you to put you behind bars.
Now, Tree, show this bum the door.
There it is.
Don't point to it. Throw him out.
Officer, you're making a mistake. Hey!
That was very good, Tree.
Gee, thanks.
Now, there's one other thing. You think you could do it?
Sure.
Well,
follow him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your local Ford dealer's Late Late Show and our feature presentation entitled, It's Clearance Time. An all-star cast has been assembled for this year's show. You'll see Ford LTD in its lead role as the well-built, strong, quiet type. The dashing style of Ford Torino, cast as the solid midsize. And though the parts are small, the performances are beautifully economical by the compact Maverick and back-to-basics Pinto. To the sporty Mustang, too, critics at Motor Trend gave Car of the Year rave reviews. And in a special guest appearance, the magnificent Thunderbird gives an elegant show, performing at a surprisingly reasonable end-of-season price. There'll be continuous award-winning performances from the entire Ford lineup all through the summer of 74. So don't miss the action. See your local Ford dealer's Late Late Clearance Show today. Remember, the price of admission may never be this low again.
On August 6th, 1973, the world was rocked again, this time by a grim accident of war.
There was a tragic mistake on the part of the American Air Force. And by mistake, the hospital at Nuk Lung in Cambodia was bombed.
Realizing the need, Catholic Relief Services joined with the people to help build a new hospital.
We were able to work with the Khmer people themselves, those who were the carpenters, those who were doing construction on a local commercial level.
By October 20th, because enough people were concerned, Nuk Lung had a new functioning hospital.
The funds for this hospital came from our Protestant brethren in Scandinavia, as well as our friends, the Catholics, through the Catholic Bishops Overseas Aid Fund.
You, too, can help Catholic Relief Services. Support the American Catholic Overseas Aid Fund. The Empire State Building, New York, 10001.
Hey, Reggie, get in the car.
Arlene, hey, what's happening? I thought you was with Chicago Giants.
He spit on me. I wasn't going to chase him through the sewer.
Well, we got to find him.
I know. He took his power saw. How'd it go with Althauser?
Oh, not so good. Some giant with platform shoes threw me out.
That's Tree. But he works for Paul Bear at the Coffin Club.
I wish you had a siren on this car. Let's go.
Hurry, Reggie.
Gosh, I can't walk in these platform shoes. There. I said get out. And stay.
He smashed my guitar.
How wonderful.
Chicago John, you promised you'd stay off the strip.
I know I did, but I had to give it one more try. I got sold.
You got trouble.
We all got trouble.
Oh, here comes Tree. Hey, let's run for it.
Come back here.
Quick, up these steps.
He's gaining on us.
Throw down your guitar case. It's slowing us down.
I can't do that.
Oh, my ankle.
How am I able to get to you?
It's those platform shoes. Give me one of those. This'll stop him. That's it.
Ooh,
no, I didn't. Arlene, can you walk?
I don't think so.
Where's Chicago John?
Oh, Reggie, watch out!
Now, take it easy, Paul.
It's easy for you to say. I had to close the club last night, and it's your fault.
What do you mean? I sent Tree to take care of everything.
Tree's in the hospital.
He's in the what?
He fell down those stairs on a hill, broke the sidewalk out in front of the club. Everyone inside ran out, and you're telling me to take it easy.
Take it easy.
Flip, I gotta have an act. I need Eileen and you, just for a week.
No chance, Paul.
Then you leave me no other choice. Our association is finished.
You sign that girl and I'll shut you down for good.
Oh, a power play, huh? Okay, if that's the way you want it.
Now, Paul, listen, I'll take care of it.
Take your hands off of me.
Now, Paul, listen to me.
You struck me.
What's happening?
It's cold in here.
you?
A little sore, but I'm okay.
But what do we do now?
We get out of this storm drain before it rains.
We can stay at my place. It's just above the strip.
Okay, let's move out.
Well, I met her in the sewer while the rain was pouring down.
Is that where tree landed? Look how deep it is.
Eileen, you're just the person I'm looking
for. Oh, hi, Mr. Bear.
Oh, not you again. Come inside. How'd you like to sing at the club? You'd be the headliner.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Not you. What do you say, Eileen?
But, Paul, what about Rip?
Never mind him. Just sign here on the dotted line. Name your terms.
No, you don't. She has a contract with me. Hey, give me that.
Bet you can't catch me.
Oh, yeah? Don't go away.
Hey, he better be careful. He'll fall on that. Ah! Oh.
Eileen, I can't thank you enough. You've saved my club.
It's a pleasure, Paul. You've treated me fairly. That's all I ever ask.
Well, Rip learned his lesson the hard way. He's being sued by half the singers in town. Come in.
Reggie! Chicago John!
What's happening? Hey, guess what? Chicago John got a job.
How?
Singing.
Oh, no, I've given that up. I start tomorrow as a carpenter's apprentice. The ad said no experience necessary. Now I can use my power saw for a good purpose. What do you think of that?
Super.
Out of sight.
10-4.
Glenn Rogers, Chief Engineer, WXIA-TV.
I think the advantages of solid state are a cooler operating television set, a longer life set.
Does solid state make a real difference in color TV? RCA asked these TV experts, TV chief engineers. Terry Evans, San Diego.
100% solid state, to me, means the set will last longer, less maintenance. You won't have it in the shop nearly as much.
In a nationwide survey, 95% of the TV chief engineers polled said they'd prefer to buy solid state for their next color TV. And more than twice as many of these experts own RCA as any other color TV. Charles Abel, KFMB-TV.
A solid-state set like the XL100 uses considerably less electricity than a tube set.
For color, for reliability, consider the new RCAs. Every one is an RCA XL100. 100% solid-state. Don't settle for less.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes, exercise your imagination, and join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Chicago John and the Glitter People is an original radio drama by Kim Weisskopf. Ross Martin was heard as Chicago John Lefkowitz. Featured in the cast were Dawes Butler, Peggy Walton, Peter Leeds, Lou Krugman, and Rhoda Williams. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.